Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Kate Beaters, your breakthrough expert and founder of Brilliance Builders. Happy to be here with you today on this brand new podcast for you. I've got really exciting and important information to share with you. So before I begin, I'm going to just recommend you may want to have paper and pen to take notes, or you may want to go back and listen to this a second time because there is a lot of really great content to share with you today. Before I dive into it, I do want to ask you a very important question. If you are an entrepreneur, raise your hand if you would like to know how to effortlessly get more clients, especially more clients to say yes to you, the pricing you want to charge, and all that good stuff where it feels very comfortable, very authentic. And if that's the case, if you've got your hands raised, maybe both hands raised, I'd love to extend an invitation to you to join me at Conversations to Clients Live. You can go to conversationstoclientslive.com where you can see all the information about the event. There is special pricing that's going on for just a little bit longer. It's two transformational, powerful days where I teach you both the marketing strategies, meaning the script, what you say, when you say it, why you're saying it, all that good stuff. You know, that all the strategic things you need to know. And then we also dive into the mindset, meaning not just how to overcome objections, but what's going on in your head, how to overcome that, because that's often bigger than what's going on in your prospect's head. We're also going to be talking about your money story, because we talk a lot in the entrepreneurial world about charging what you're worth. However, your money story is always going to get in the way. So we're going to be doing some transformational work around that, meaning pulling in laws of attraction, pulling in tapping, some neuroscience, all sorts of really cool things to help you actually shift while you're there. So please go to conversationstoclientslive.com, check it out, register today, take advantage of that special pricing. And if you do have any questions, please feel free to email my team, info@katebeaters.com. That's info@katebeaters.com. And you can either write in your question, we'll answer you back. If you'd like to have a couple of minutes talking to me to see if it's the right opportunity for you, I'm absolutely happy to get on a conversation and a phone call with you as well. Okay, so let's dive into today's talk. And again, I do hope that I see all of you or as many of you who are ready and willing to get to that next level. I do hope you are able to attend the event. So today, the topic is the 10 best-kept secrets for successful entrepreneurship. And this is like for your eyes only. I'm sharing them with you. So there are 10 critical things that every successful entrepreneur knows how to do to have a fabulous and profitable business. And these are things that I've put into practice for many years, and honestly, they've made all the difference. But truthfully, I will share with you that some are easier than others to implement. And I figured it's time for me to share them with you. So these 10 keys are going to give you a glimpse into our secret world so you can learn how to up-level your business this year. Now, I will tell you that all of these 10 items fall under one big umbrella. And this is what that umbrella is that you must learn to work on your business and not in your business. Okay? So that's you want to work on your business, not in your business. So here are 10 actions that you must regularly incorporate to have a more successful business. Number one, have and review daily, in fact, maybe even many times throughout the day, a vision statement that is aligned with what you want to create in your business and life. Now, there are right ways and wrong ways to do this. A few criteria for writing a vision statement correctly is to make sure it is written in the present tense, it's positive, it's specific, concise, and has powerful emotion tied to it. Number two is to create a quarterly plan for your business. Now, this is something that my coaching group clients and I do each quarter, and as a result, it helps keep them on track. So every action you take must lead you towards accomplishing your goal. You must know what you are doing and when you are doing it. See, often entrepreneurs fly by the seat of their pants, meaning they only get into action when they're either running out of time or running out of money. And I don't want that to happen to you anymore. Number three, you must have a plan for each day. Now, I'm not talking about a to-do list, but an actual plan of what is most important for you to accomplish and how and when you will accomplish it. You want to break it down and you want to delegate it whenever you can. Number four, have at least one revenue-generating activity each day. What are you doing today to bring in money? What are you doing today to bring in money? Good question, huh? So number five, make sure you allow enough time, energy, and resources to accomplish your goals. Most people underestimate what is needed and then become frustrated and disappointed when they don't see the results happening soon enough. And that can be why you're quitting before you're having your success. So I would recommend overestimating whenever possible. Number six, have a client or customer acquisition plan where you know what action to take to bring in a consistent flow of new clients and customers into your business. Number seven, regularly attend events to increase your knowledge and your community. Have you ever gone wrong by telling yourself that you can't take time off or don't have the money to spend to attend a training? Now, I'll tell you, that's incredibly short-sighted and doesn't allow you to grow. You may feel safe for about a minute or two, having not decided to get out of your comfort zone, but ultimately that feeling will go away as you wonder why others are having more success than you are and they're passing you by. Number eight, make your decisions from your destination, not your starting point. It may seem easier to think about your current situation. However, making decisions from where you are today will only get you the results you've already been achieving. And I know you want more. That means you need to start to think about what someone at that next level would decide. Number nine, make sure you're always working in your zone of brilliance. When you go day to day in your business, never picking your head up to think, it's easy to end up picking up all the slack and filling up all the hours of your day. I would challenge you instead to spend most, if not all, of your time in the areas that light you up and where you shine. I call that your brilliance. The other option is to become bored and stagnant. Yuck, right? And number 10, neuroscience research has studied the importance of taking frequent breaks throughout your day. These are mini interruptions, often lasting for a minute or less. A suggested action to take during this time is to stretch and yawn. This activity allows your brain to refresh itself and get back to being creative and more focused. Investing in yourself is one of the best things you can do as an entrepreneur. I was taught early on in my business that the more I invest, the more I will grow. And that advice was the truth and continues to serve me well. That's why I've always worked with a mindset coach and a marketing coach. And it's definitely showed up in the levels of profitability I have in my business. So I'm excited to hear which of these 10 actions you put into place first. Let me know. And again, I hope I see you at Conversations to Clients Live. Again, that's conversationstoclientslive.com to register. And until we meet again, be brilliant.